When Pastor Clint Schneckloth, the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, makes reading recommendations, he considers novels, collections of poetry, graphic novels, and almost every other kind of book. When he gave Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums his latest suggestion, he picked a new book of nonfiction. Pastor Clint says These Truths, A History of the United States by Jill Lepore, is well worth a summer read.
Pretty fascinating because, you know, if you think about what historians do, that always gets harder. It's easier for us to filter down to these are the main things to tell about the 17th century. It's a little trickier when it's like it just happened in your own life 10 years ago kind of thing. But she does that. She tries to do this like comprehensive history of the United States. It's really designed as kind of like almost like, you know, she'd like to see it be used as a textbook, say at a college or university course in American history. It's really readable. She's a great writer. So I always have this habit in this. My goal always as we're leading up to like, say, the 4th of July and around this kind of time, and I'm always a little random about it. It's not like I just read it on the 4th of July. But I try to read one thing that's about like American history, American life. And so this was kind of my choice for this year. The other thing that's fascinating about it is she's really focused on the way in which the, and this is where the these truths comes in, that the conflicting interests and even the internal conflict of the U.S. itself is really definitive of who we are as a country. She's got this, she opens the book with this quote. It's a famous quote from Abraham Lincoln. We must disenthrall ourselves and then we shall save our country. And, you know, so like early analysis in the book is the struggle we had to disenthrall ourselves from slavery and how endemic or intrinsic it was to American life that we had slaves in this country. But then as she goes through, she talks about the various the kinds of like disenthrallments that we had to be a part of or to engage or whatever. And she has this little like thing at the end. There's an image here. I'll kind of try to describe it. It's Glenn Ligon did a piece of art in 2012. It's in neon and paint, and it has America, and then it has America, and they're like upside down and backwards from each other.
Like a neon reflection,
right,
of the word, yeah.
And the Ligon said that, you know, that piece of art was based on the quote from Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, which we all kind of experience in our lives. Well, you talk to people and some people think that this is the best time ever in the United States and other people think it's the worst time ever in the United States. And she kind of points out that that's frequently been the case in the United States.
Whether it was the 1820s or the 1940s.
Right. She herself kind of points out that she thinks that maybe our present moment is the most like the 1830s to the 1850s, intriguingly. So she makes some comparisons in the epilogue around that.
Interesting. And of course, what followed the 1830s to the 1850s, of course, was the 1860s.
Yeah.
Which was not many people thought it was the best of times.
Nope, that's right.
At that point.
That's right. But there's been a lot of conversation around this book. It's not super frequently that somebody ambitiously tries to write a comprehensive history of the United States, right? It's actually not even that long comparatively. It's like 900 pages. You think about Hamilton, which is about one figure in American history that's like a 1,000-page book.
Right. I mean, I'm thinking as you're looking at this, obviously not everything can make the cut. I mean, the Teapot Dome scandal was huge of its time. You know, a diagram of corruption and power and influence. But how much space can that have when you've also got to cover the Vietnam War and Japanese internment camps and the treatment of Native Americans and Manifest Destiny?
That's one of the main critiques I read. I was trying to read a few reviews of the book. And one of the ones in LA Review of Books mentioned that she didn't give enough attention to Native American culture within the broader history that she writes. And that's probably a legitimate critique. And then I imagine her response might be, well, I had to make all these different decisions right. about where I was going to focus.
Were there episodes of American history in this book that you had no idea had happened or had details?
Well, the biggest thing in this book that I found fascinating that I hadn't reflected on as much is she really examines the history of media in the United States over the course of its lifetime, even up to the present of, like, you know, the influence of Facebook and the struggle we're currently having within our country around the media itself. You know, various claims about either it's like the last bastion of democracy or it's all fake news and those kinds of claims. And she doesn't let media off the hook. You know, she's you could say, to be fair, that she tips towards the liberal side of historical analysis. Like, she's somewhere over there. Mm-hmm. Probably any conservative who knows that she's a professor at Harvard is going to kind of like assume
come
that on
level. With some skepticism
yes. anyway. And so, I mean, that's true. But she also totally does not let the media off the hook and says that they've kind of, over the history of the media and the press, has kind of played into that. They've caved to certain kinds of approaches that have been problematic. So maybe that was the part that I found the most intriguing, that if you're going to chase down all these different paths, that you would chase down the kind of history of media in the United States. That was fascinating.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. He frequently makes reading recommendations on our program and this time suggested These Truths, A History of the United States by Jill Lepore. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums earlier this month.